adventures in pathfinding. This podcast is a live recording of friends drinking beer, playing Pathfinder, and cracking wise. One of them barely understands the rules, one of them is constantly fighting falling asleep, two of them are brothers, and the other one hates the theme to Baywatch. We take you now to Adventures in Pathfinding.
Hey everybody, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We never left.
Yes, we did.
I went to the bathroom.
I did go to the bathroom.
I think we need to do those, like, when we leave for the day, when we're truly done, we'll be like, see you in a few minutes.
Yes.
See you in a few minutes. Why not me?
Where we last left our adventurers, David tackled a baby with wings.
Mm-hmm.
A very tiny creature.
Headbutt.
Who he believes is a fae, and so far has shown that it is a fae. Willem, unfortunately, just had a... Maybe just getting into his new role as a fighter, possibly.
Yeah.
Kind of having some stumbling blocks.
Some different.
Got shut down horribly by the baby.
By the
and
way,
then,
I could use some healing if that's a, somebody can...
Cut in the face.
I'm not
cap hit
points.
You're a wizard, you know spells. You're a
Yeah, no one knows you're a fighter. Like, what's this wizard doing?
Zarash, charged in and managed to baby-proof the fight with taking his sickle out, taking the face sickle down. And I think...
What does he
say?
Do you have a picture of the fae? I'm curious what they look
and
like.
And then the fae took a step back, reached into his pouch, and threw a little rock-looking thing down and deafened Willem. Nobody else seemed to be hurt.
So that's what they look like.
That's what this one looks like.
I'd have seen that.
Like ugly fairies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Aren't fairies fae, though?
He's got kind of like a Bowie look to him.
Okay, Bowie.
Yeah.
He's a small Bowie with a...
small blue Bowie.
Gossamer dragon fly
like
wings.
If Ziggy Stardust were from the first world and not Mars, I think this would be what he looked like. But I think we left off on...
Should be my turn.
Should be...
Oh, no, Jiro.
Jiro, he tried to throw a punch. That's right. Yeah, he tried to throw a punch. So, Jiro, what would you like to do? Oh, actually, everybody give me a perception check real quick.
I do not like
natural
guy.
20.
20, 15.
Perception will be...
That's a 9.
Okay.
8 plus 12.
12? All right. Everybody except Zarash notices two little fluttering figures fly down and out into flies out into the opening here, and you recognize them earlier as sprites, as little fae creatures that you fought previously.
Sprites are fae?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't notice them.
Zarash is pissed off.
Can I tell him? I'd be like, Zarash, watch your...
I'll tell you. That's free.
3 o'clock.
Yeah. You don't keep time like you do down south.
All right, well, you're going to get attacked.
It's either time for snow or time for food.
I'll go ahead and channel.
Eat time, poop time, sex time. That's good.
Use my selective feature, excluding the fae.
Yep.
What are you doing?
Channeling.
Oh,
okay.
Hitting everybody.
He's being a nice...
He's giving us...
Nice healer's what he's doing.
5. 8.
Jeez. I feel awesome.
Yeah. The baby's like, oh, come on!
Well, I don't know what my old hit points were. I erased it, so... you're probably...
Oh, I get into my newer hit points.
You were topped off.
Yeah!
Oh, that's right.
I was going to say, yeah, because I can't remember the last time you actually took damage. I think it was the...
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I didn't take any damage.
You took the...
Right, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think you should be fine.
Yeah, I should be good.
I mean, you guys really old episodes. I think it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. I'll just try not to be hit, though.
Alright, so Jiro channels, brings everybody up, makes them feel amped.
Yeah. So
Eight
them on the
yep.
Step away from directly in front of the door.
Good call.
Good idea. Alright. Snare.
Can I do a 5-foot move in the double attack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You can start your attack, do a 5-foot step, and continue attacking.
Ooh.
Just to look cool.
11.
Please not be fighting anymore. Okay. That's a miss.
Jesus Christ.
So, whoosh, whoosh.
Yep. Schnink, schnink.
Are we
get like a star sword.
So we're not trying to mess with... We're just killing him now.
Yeah, fuck this guy. Okay. He's being a dick.
I headbutted him. He's fine.
Yeah. I did 12 points... Or, yeah, 12 points of subdue damage. Fuck him.
That adds on with regular...
Zerash, go ahead. I just need to add a new initiative real quick.
That adds on with regular damage, too, right? So, like, if we get him, he'll be knocked out.
No, you have to tell me you're doing subdual damage. That's a
no, I know. It's not totally separate, though, right? So, like, if his subdual stacked on with his regular damage gets high
it's
enough
not,
on us...
It's weird. The simplest way I can try to explain it...
They're on their own tracks completely?
Regular does damage off the top. Subdual does damage off the bottom. If you knock their do normal damage below where the subdual was, it doesn't really do anything.
Okay.
But if you do the subdual pass where their damage was, it knocks them unconscious.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I started. It's a separate category until you get down that level.
Okay.
But Zeresh,
am I able to position myself behind the flying thing without too much trouble?
Well, since you smashed his sickle, I mean, technically, you're not going to get any sort of like opportunity from that. He can punch you, but he's... It's a baby twist. It's a little guy.
What's your movement, 30?
20.
20? Flanking it there. So, you just want flanking there.
Yeah, that's what I'm flanking.
So, yeah. 5... 10... 15, 20.
Okay.
Now you're provoked.
Yep, alright. Alright. Sundered there, but now time to sunder his head.
Face.
Sunder him in the face. Sunder him in the face.
I do. You do sound angry still.
Power attack.
Overhead chop.
How powerful. I'm talking H-bomb. Just a normal dumb A-bomb.
That's probably not gonna hit, but we never know.
It is flanking,
right?
Yep.
So
you're flanking.
11, 13. That's only 12, I think.
That is a miss.
13, yeah. Wait.
Waiting.
And actually,
these are really useful.
Actually,
I may have to buy those.
I still miss them, sorry.
They're only like $5-$10.
Make it higher, Eric.
Huh?
Make it higher.
Yeah.
Do it!
I keep trying to remember. I seem to forget that I have bonuses for ranging, too. Like, they
yeah.
hit, and I keep
it pretty mad. Well, it's just a pain in the butt to remember all that
stuff
sometimes. Stuff. So just having something there to give to somebody.
Really, I don't need
to.
Four.
Yeah.
Alright,
yeah.
That's my go.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay.
Oh man, I was gonna do some last turn.
Yifei is deciding what he's going to do real quick. Give me 2 seconds here.
So did you learn about sundering?
Yep.
I wish I had attacks of opportunity against me when I did that sunder attack, nothing. I don't have improved sundering.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I'll write it down.
Wow.
I've been making a note of everything we've been questioning.
Yeah,
I've to look up after we're gone. So
I got all excited when I used Smash there.
Okay. So, Ryan, real quick, when someone goes to do a touch spell, is it still attack of opportunity?
Casting the spell, yes. Doing the touch attack, no.
Okay.
So, like, if you were away, you cast spell, move in,
okay.
And never get provoked,
okay.
But... You'd have to do a concentration to cast defensively
right.
There.
Okay. Alright, so he's smart enough to do it.
Which is 15 plus double the spell level. I think your target goal.
Do it. Try it.
I mean, even if he moves 5 feet, one of us is going to get attacked for opportunity
right.
Against him.
Yeah. Yeah, move 5 feet here and try it.
Okay. He is gonna guys go ahead and swing because he's gonna try to back out David and or Zerash and Kitty Cat.
Right,
do I get to do the double?
No.
Do I get one too?
Yeah.
No. I can't tell where you're at.
Right next to him.
You were here?
Yeah.
Right. He punched
technically
him.
He would.
Okay. So yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna stab him.
18.
18? That's a hit.
17.
17's a hit.
Okay.
6 points of damage.
6 points of damage?
Oh,
you're no longer subduing, right? So make sure.
No.
16 is what I got.
I'll subdue him.
16 is a hit.
I'll subdue just because I already had 12 on the subdue.
Alright, so...
I'm smashing him now. I already saw him go after him.
That's the idea.
6.
6.
I hit 7.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, power tackle lasting the whole round.
Okay, after taking a beating, he manages to back out. And you see him do like a quick strength movement with his little baby fingers, and then he's gone.
Oh.
God damn it. Stupid baby.
Spellcraft check. See if I can identify what the spell is.
Okay.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Oh, can I do that too?
Yeah.
I'll do it too. I have spellcraft.
I always figured that you're like, it'll be like really poorly done. Because I'm willing to pay for
that. 8.
He's like, I've seen that before. Hold on. You created that water.
Back when magic.
10.
Yeah. I won't tell you that. All right.
Where the fuck did he go?
Yeah, he's just completely like...
Man, we must have hurt him hard.
Spirited away.
Disappeared.
Right. Goes to Willem.
What?
You can hear the DM. It's okay.
Oh. I can't even think of my own voice in my head now.
I can't hear it. Speak up.
I can't hear my own voice.
I just... you get this.
Cookie delivery.
Oh, the good ones.
Willem, what would you like to do?
This is
well,
it.
Willem, you saw the things over there. I'd assume you would...
Yeah, I'd point to them.
I lost
like
the cookies
you're trying
anymore.
To point to Zarash to...
No, I'm pointing to these, yeah.
Okay.
And then I move towards them.
All
right. Move next to them. What
okay.
Do they do anything?
No, they're not doing anything.
I'm going to take a shot at the spot that Faye was last at.
Okay.
What are you doing here? That's a...
We can't hear the answer.
Horrifically.
I was getting the percentage die ready, but...
Oh, so you're thinking that it didn't disappear? Or that it didn't, like, teleport, but
it
just disappeared?
Thinking it went invisible.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
You know my phobias.
That's the piggy.
That's our presidential D2.
Yeah. Mr. Abe. Alright, you guys see, so were you pointing at for Zarash?
I was pointing and then going.
Oh,
yeah,
so
I already told
them
earlier.
He already said.
I saw him as well.
So Zarash is aware. Probably doesn't care, but Zarash is aware.
Zarash is raging and he...
Alright.
Cajun.
We're gonna get some good Cajun food down here.
Crawdad.
Them crawdads are gonna be delicious.
And unfortunately, our one.
You see one of the little guys swing at you. Totally, completely misses. And let me make sure. It's like the larger the creature, the better I roll. I don't know what's going on. Yeah,
I have a question. Is Sprite
Fine.
The one that they call the Uncola? Or is it 7-Up? Okay.
Yes, these
up
are flying cans of soda.
Oh, 7-Up? Well, because I was going to say that's very Uncola.
You're reaching too far. That's a thumbs down.
That's like all the puns, though.
Yeah.
That was a reach.
We
you know
are exhausting
all,
the
you
pun
know all
limit.
The legitimately ones I've heard? That many. Okay, these little guys.
What kind of noises do they make?
Yeah. If only we had a way to make that work.
Would be Speedy Gonzalez if I could do it right.
We need like a whole set for it.
Back to Sir.
Just whoever does it has
Snare
to hold it like Snare this.
Bart.
With it. Remainder until they say something better.
Oh, my turn?
Snare.
All right, so
Snare.
Alright, so.
Snare.
Go.
Sounds like a shitty Pokemon, you realize that, right? Snare,
I don't know. I've never played Pokemon. I wouldn't know.
All they do is scream their names.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Unless you get hurt. Yeah,
you know,
something.
That's what I hear.
I mean, they don't sound idiotic completely.
So they don't sound like any.
I mean, I guess that's really that's more. Yeah, it's more of an opinion.
So I can pass. I can pass through my friends, right?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. They got bubbles. They're personal bubbles, you know.
I say, pardon me, Zeresh. And I walk by him.
But of course. And he's just like,
my gosh. You may pass.
And I say, despite all your rage, I would still like to pass.
Oh, I thought you were going for Smashing Pumpkins there for a second.
I was
ready.
Okay.
So this is Zeresh in a cage.
So these are dumb old Fae, right? So that'll be a
which one are you
22.
Doing now? Or are you moving to
the one I'm flanking. It's 22 with flanking.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Are these babies? Is it?
These are tiny.
Are they the same? Well, no, they're the same size.
Like, are they baby phase? Oh my god,
we've seen these before.
8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
And I reward myself with a cookie. All
right. Yeah, that one's like, it takes like a big hit. It almost like it drops down kind of in the air, but it manages to sort of fly back up.
And anybody can help themselves.
No.
All right, I love those cookies.
I know, I'd never had them until you had them. Don't fall off this time. That was Dustin last time.
I know. That's what I do. It's my thing. Taylor was mad at me, my girlfriend. She's like, you ate Thin Mints all by yourself?
I was like, yeah, I ate them on the way home, too.
Like, I couldn't even wait. I walked in.
I ate those,
anyway.
The orange and brown ones.
All right. What would you like to do
for breakfast?
This episode...
By the way, it's a serious cheese cookie.
Very angry tech, this one.
This episode brought to you by Girl Scout Lemonades. Naturally and artificially flavored.
Natural 20.
Drugs, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't even know what you're lying.
Let's see this. 14.
It used to be little sandwiches, like an Oreo. With the
oh, did they? I never tried them.
Hold on, let me go back.
Like, yeah.
That you do, you do hit, but you do not confirm.
That is 8 points damage.
Almost the exact same thing. The other one's like
9 points.
It's like, it just like almost falls to the ground, but it manages to fly back up.
Yep.
There you go. Well, you got 2 weak ones right next to you.
I'm gonna hit the first one.
What?
What?
Yeah, that hit the one with the blanket on it.
Hey, whoa, metagame, come on.
It's not metagame.
I was,
come on, YouTube, guy, whoa.
I was
not metagame. That's just situational
you didn't
awareness.
Hear me, Jesus.
Of course, you can't hear him say that.
Though.
No.
Thank you.
What a what?
That was such a slow roll. It was just like, four. yeah, that's a mess.
I have to get the calibers on this one.
Yeah, you gotta recalibrate it.
The rock down way.
No, you just get a sandpaper.
Willem,
is
that it for you? Is that it for you, poor guy? Because Jiro's going to show you what's up.
He's questioning becoming a wizard again.
God, I wouldn't have to do this shit. I could just stand up like Jiro and just fucking do stuff.
Yeah, because he doesn't have any fighter armor on right now, so he's kind of just being a fighter in like really fancy clothes.
We call that roleplay.
They call me the fancy fighter.
Had a bit of awful, I would have gotten mugged.
I feel like Twinkle Toes is a perfect name for a character. I'd say Glass Cannon, but you haven't really done a whole lot of damage yet.
So nobody else gets a secret turn? Like an invisible fae?
Oh, yeah, sure. No, we're still fine. Jiro's gone.
Oh, so there is an invisible fae?
You don't know that. God.
Outsmarted.
All your cat saw was that thing. For all you know, your cat played the victory music in its brain, and it's counting up XP.
So now that's metagame.
Yeah, but they are flying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Everything your cat saw thus far is flying. How many rounds is it?
I know what he's trying to do.
How many rounds has it been? Oh, I'm supposed to keep track of that weird.
This will be the beginning of the second round.
Fighting these guys would be third round total.
I mean third round.
Take a shot at the one that's being flanked.
Come on, hit. Do it.
Are you actually going to hit something?
That would be minus.
Not.
minus six.
Oh,
so
that's never
six
good.
The bolt goes back into the
bush. It wedges into the.
I think you'd be a better party if you just sold your bolts and use that money to buy something else.
Hey, it'll pay off.
Have you hit anything yet?
No.
Anyway, he dumped water on that one guy.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, you're great at healing and stuff. I was just curious if you hit anything with our crossbow yet.
I don't think so.
Channel energy elsewhere. Fuck you guys.
He's a lot of magic stuff,
though. No, he's great at that.
All right, that was Jiro's turn. Sprites.
That one's going to
be a mill. Actually, no, because you're wearing cloth. Let's look at this real quick. Let's double check. I keep losing my reach.
Yeah, I need to up my armor game, probably.
Well, if this is going the way I think, we're never going to be in a town again. So that should be no problem.
I'm going to go ahead and assume my 12 is not your AC.
It doesn't weigh AC.
It does?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm a fighter. You're not talking.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Ron gave me some extra leather armor.
Oh.
Here you go.
Yeah, hurry up and put that on.
You feel... 4 hit points of damage go screaming across your chest there.
This is a designer, you fuck!
Yeah, 18, I'm gonna guess.
Yeah, it does. Oh, this isn't going so well.
Yeah, plus you're flanked by him, too.
That's 5 points of damage.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
Alright.
Are you unconscious?
No.
You still up?
I'm still up.
Thanks to Jiro, you were that mass heal earlier.
Yeah. I have 5 hit points.
You
left.
Just hear like this sinister, like, they're just like stabbing away at you.
It's even creakier because they got blood coming out of their mouth.
That's true. That's so great. This is clearly like a last, like, let's get these niggles in before this part crushes us.
My turn, right?
Snur.
Yep.
All right, so the guy's flanked, double weapon attack.
Oh, wait, am I top of the round, right? Yes?
Yeah. That one's going to miss.
Give me the large guy.
Oh, natural 20.
Everyone make me perception checks. Go ahead, David. Yes.
Confirm.
I'll go ahead and confirm.
Damn. All right, so I just hit.
Perception, I got a
16.
6. 7
points of damage for that 19. Dumb thing.
Which one are you attacking, this one, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just with that blow alone. He's like, he just falls to the ground.
Perception, 22.
Nice. Willem?
19.
Jeez. Even death.
Oh, wait, wait.
What do you get, Matt?
It's
not
as funny. He's like,
wait, would I have seen this thing before I attacked?
I was supposed to do it before, but
it's not that fey?
No, this is something completely different and very, very big.
Oh, shit.
It's probably as big as the footprints you saw earlier. Comes just kind of like, into the bat view of battle there.
Okay, so this happened before I attacked that fae.
Yes, technically.
Do I know what it is? I had a 20 or 22 perception.
You believe from where you can tell that it does seem to be a fae. At least a fae is some category.
Okay, but since I just attacked, do I still get a move action?
Were you going to change?
No.
Okay.
Well, do I get
you
a move?
You get your 5-foot step.
Okay, so I'll do that, and then I'll just...
I guess technically you didn't pull off your full action attack because I let you kill it.
It was my second swing. I missed my first one.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It's not full action because you're just two-hand fighting.
Yeah.
Never mind, ignore me.
So then after that, I'll just kind of step back and
okay.
Look at that dumb thing.
That's fun.
Anybody else sees it too yet?
Jiro does not.
And I'll say something to Jiro. Jiro, look at that crazy thing, huh? You just don't look. Seriously, there's a giant thing. There are way too many different types of fae.
There are a lot.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
People get off on the fae big time.
Whoa.
What?
I do mean it that
easy.
Way.
Only time I remember encountering them is in Dustin's campaign, and they were in the mirror.
Not to recant here, but he is not a fae.
Oh.
You're not sure what you're looking at.
Okay. Even with the 22?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, what was your 22 perception?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
I just would have never seen it before.
Right. You would have to be...
Can I tell what kind? Like, is it a lizard? Is it a...
Just seems to be very large and hulking.
But like, is it humanoid?
It's humanoid.
And what color is it?
I don't know.
I can't. There's something large. I can't tell what color it is.
I don't know why I bought it. Like, that's not really sure. All right, Zeresh.
I see it
where
too,
do
right?
Go?
Yes. Jiro was the only one to not catch. Maybe still figuring out how to get that bolt out.
Zeresh looks at it, just gets a big grin on his face, and just runs right fucking for it.
Huge!
He doesn't even care about that giant. Little thing.
Finally!
So there's going to be two attacks.
Can you make it? No, you can't make it. Over.
That thing's dead, unless you're attacking it.
Oh, it's dead?
Yeah, well, how do you feel? Are you upset?
Oh, so just
not allow it. I'm just kidding.
So I didn't know it was dead.
Yeah, I killed it.
He dropped it.
The other one's not dead, though.
No. Right, so that one gets...
Whatever. Alright,
I run up to him.
Yeah!
Okay.
Are you going to roll an attack opportunity for that sprite?
No, this one's dead.
No,
no
this
the
one.
Other one.
He was standing right next to it.
Oh, he was? Okay, I thought you were on the other side.
Sorry to...
That's a botch.
Yeah. He blows up?
Yes!
I laugh. Puny insect!
Alright, yeah, he just whiffs, nothing happens.
Ooh, it's like we're kissing.
Almost the same height.
Yeah.
He's a little hunched over, though.
Alright, so I charge, so that's an extra plus two.
Yes.
I was gonna say, where the fuck they go?
He ate
it's
you.
Like they were in the field.
Still raging.
Running at each other.
I hope
so. Yeah. With the hug of death at the end instead.
That's gonna be 22, 24,
26, 25.
Power attack,
25. Yeah, that's it. Well, he's big. His AC
kind of
sucks.
Yeah. Don't you have, like, a bonus against giants?
Yep. Just when they're attacking me, I don't have one against hitting them.
What's your type?
Titan Mauler. That's
3, 6, 9.
That was
damage?
9 points.
Yep.
With cold iron
ones. You hear it, but it seems to be just fine.
Come on, you big fuck!
Alright, and with that, we go to... Well, something's happening.
You get plus one bonus on attack rolls and plus one dodge bonus to AC on melee creatures larger than themselves.
You should just roll a dwarf.
Okay. So I could... So, yeah,
is
that means I got...
9 points of damage?
Yep, 9.
Okay.
So I get an extra one to hit,
no.
And I get an extra one to dodge.
One to hit, one to dodge.
Does that mean AC?
Yeah, that's to hit, not to damage.
So you get one to your bonus to hit something, and one to your dodge AC. But yeah,
yeah.
And second level, you get to choose wield a two-handed melee weapon. One.
So
you
I
use the bigger weapons.
Well, I forfeited that because I don't want to do that. So it's a little homebrewed now. DM permission.
You son of a bitch! How dare you change our rule?
The
rules are sacred.
Hmm?
Can I change the rules?
Something bad is going to happen?
I'm looking at something real fast. We could do Ryan's Corner if you want.
Ryan, what do you think
you
that thing is?
Encounter it. Of course, your characters don't know this. Jiro has his suspicions. With invisibility... As soon as I cast a spell, does it make me visible again?
Depends on the spell. If it's something harmful to us, yes. But like a buff, a heal, a summon monster.
Okay.
All of them, man.
Okay. Well, I don't know why this guy was off here. But I mean,
it's because we couldn't see it.
Right. No, it's fine. You feel a, suddenly, I guess, I don't know. I guess if you see it or you don't see it, it doesn't matter. You feel a very negative feeling come over your body, and suddenly you're in a good amount of pain. since I don't have pain. But you're in a little bit of pain there.
You gonna save the throw again?
You can give me a will save, please.
16?
You take only 1 point of damage. You're just like, ah, bad thought. And, you can kind of hear the fluttering of wings behind you. Just like, and you just notice the thing is back in action once again.
Do I notice it's back?
Well, you're what I always say. Ow!
Yeah.
Fucking thing hit me!
Alright, and
what?
With that, he goes to Willem.
Smash this guy next to me.
You're using your staff now, right?
Yeah.
He's teaching you, it's okay. Get the staff out, come on!
This one might hit.
Maybe.
Seventeen.
That is a hit.
Yeah, kill that stupid thing.
Yeah,
shouldn't
yeah.
take much else.
Come on, big numbers. Still five.
Yeah, don't be alarmed. You crack it right over its little tiny head. It's just like, just falls.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Kick snow on it. All right. 5 foot step. Yes. Yeah. Nay. So you like to do that round?
I could still move.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't induce an attack. One, two, three, four, five.
Are you running away?
No.
There's Chim Chim, I miss you!
Hold
on. Chim.
Fight, it's hard!
He goes back and goes, I think there's some armor back at the thief's hideout. We're going to pick it up real quick.
I'll be right back. Can you
just
put some
on? I don't know that guy's there. No, I'm not going to do
that. Chim, he picked my wallet. God damn it. I'll be right back.
I'm going to do, like, a look around, and then if I see that thing, then I'm going to move to where I can attack him. Does that seem too many again?
So what are you're moving to see if you can see him?
Yeah.
Well, basically,
I thought Jiro yelled, though.
Yeah, Jiro yelled.
I don't hear that.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm seeing where my comrades are, because I can't be.
If you think you'd see it,
right,
then, like,
let's
you're
just
moving,
do a perception.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck it. Oh, no, no.
Well, I assume you probably
15.
Saw me run right by you.
I see that thing.
Yeah,
you notice that. In 15, you notice the invisible
guy's
back.
Look at my comrades. Okay.
Then
yeah. I'm gonna
and then you shout far too loud.
The invisible guy's back! Guys!
Everybody knows!
What? You saw it, right?
How did I tell them because of the freezing process? I have no inner monologue.
That one flying, or is it?
Yeah, but it's not flying like. I mean, you can take a normal attack and not feel like you're gonna have any sort of detriment.
I just want to use a spell he keeps talking about.
You have a spell?
He's several there.
He's gonna flee that dumb thing.
It's gonna be fucking awesome for me if he gets on that card!
You're gonna shrink?
Nope.
Nope, it'd be much better.
Well, does that thing get an attack of opportunity since you walked?
If he wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right there. I always forget. I just watched
Sorry, I need to stop reminding you. That's the second one
you
I read.
See
what?
I just watched a video on that.
Just do what I did and wait 3 turns and go, oh, I
got it. Because I always forget. I always sound weird that it's never entering their square, it's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always thought that.
I need from the big guy, of course, he's probably going to...
Because you're paying attention when you enter.
DC 14, fort save.
Okay.
I am casting a skew balance.
Just need to...
If you do crazy shit when somebody's trying to hit you.
Let me...
I don't know what that means.
Fall through on this attack motion real quick.
You go fall down.
Oh.
I got a zero level spell that I can cast as many times as I want. Make the saver fall down. Make the saver fall down.
And if he's on the ground, that's bonus.
What if he falls on top of you?
Is a 13 hit your AC?
No. But through his chest.
That's my AC.
Okay. Don't worry, it's not much. Yeah, that's 1 point of damage.
He's just a tiny fist?
Yeah.
He's
just like, it's 1 point of damage. He's just like, ow! And he just focuses, continues on.
Well, is it even
what
was
the
AC
save?
14.
For the big guy?
Oh, Hold on a second.
Nope, he doesn't need it.
He didn't beat his concentration check. Don't worry about it, Justin.
Okay. Actually, yeah,
we'll
find. You can botch those. I think skill check's the only thing that you can't botch or crit.
He rolled a...
You want a 1 on his concentration check.
So, and what were you trying
you
to
cast? You
forgot
the spell.
The spell's a skew balance, but basically since I took damage,
yep.
I had to make a concentration check to see if I can get the tip cast off.
I don't like where this is going.
Okay.
So.
Alright,
well. You may have only did 1 damage, but that 1 damage was enough.
Hey, sometimes a little tiny smack is enough. Nothing happens. Then roll high enough for it. It would have been fun.
Not for Zurak, it would have been.
Alright. So
that would have been me getting thrown on the ground.
I think if anything, it would probably go off on me.
So they go back to me?
Nope.
Oh, the big guy?
Yes.
Come on.
Come on! Come the fuck on!
My face.
Alright. Book hobby.
Oh, back there again.
You're about to get.
I think we went a whole episode
up close and personal with the spear he's carrying.
Okay, come on.
It's 11. But the club the mini looks holding doesn't look too much like a spear.
This is a spear on my phone?
That works.
A spear on my phone.
Top down. That is a 18 to AC.
18 is exactly my AC against him.
Okay, and then. There's a special effect. You look up real fast. It won't take me long. I just need to make you give me a will save, please.
Oh, good. My lowest one.
Ooh, no. Magic weapon.
4.
As you get shanked with this large spear, you suddenly become paralyzed. You cannot move.
Oh, shit.
And he's like,
well, I have only plus 2 to that, so that's 6. So, okay.
Okay. Yeah, he's like laughing. He let his head root back. Ah, as you're shanked with the spear, he's like, you probably look mad though.
I don't know how paralyze affects rage.
I don't think it. I think you can still be angry through it. I don't think it really.
I'm so mad.
I mean,
can't move.
Yeah. Oh, but also damage. Sorry.
Nah.
I think paralyzes enough.
I mean,
he learned his lesson.
It's really not. Do I think he learned his lesson?
No. Nope.
Is there a paralyzed card?
Yeah, he's still mad.
There is.
I'm just curious. I don't know a lot of the effects of this stuff, but they're interesting to read.
Shit. That is 13 points of damage.
Jesus.
I don't know what my hit points are because...
Well, I thought we just assumed you were at full. Because you haven't
been
hit in a while and you guys rested and healed. I'm pretty sure you hadn't been hit since...
I don't remember.
Since the fae in the trees with the air element that assisted.
I work for
me.
You can take less if you want.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean,
make it more difficult, yeah.
The finger tap would be like, oh,
DPK.
Yeah, do it. No,
that's alright. I have another character I want to play.
I don't see paralyzed in it. Oh, there it is.
Alright, back to the top with Sneer.
I go, God damn it, you fucking invisible face son of a bitch. And I throw my star knives on the ground. I take out my longbow. I knock my Bane arrow. And I shoot that idiot.
Okay.
Hold on, 7. And then 9. Because
yeah,
he's a double fey.
How high can he go?
And then whatever the Bane gives me.
The Bane doesn't seem to do anything.
I'll do at least plus 1.
If
maybe plus 2.
What?
It's plus 2. It's plus 2 to hit, plus 2d6 to damage.
Well, then it'd be 11.
You guys are jumping a step here, assuming
okay.
That the Bane is
no,
perfect.
I was just saying that it has to have at least a plus 1 because it's magical. And the Bane's like a plus 2 enhancement, so it has to have at least a plus 1 on it.
But yeah, you
either
completely
way.
Miss.
And I go,
that's my magic arrow, goddammit!
Give it back!
Yeah. Alright, is that what you're gonna do? I mean, you could talk some more.
I'd be like, hey, where'd you go, buddy?
So
oh,
you were
paralyzed.
I'm going to move a little bit. I'm going to kind of block, kind of get in his way.
It just says if you're not unconscious, you...
Well, because isn't... Because isn't loading a bow a move action?
No, that's a crossbow.
No.
Crossbow?
Heavy crossbow.
Okay, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you can move.
So I'll just kind of move and kind of get
in. And your star knives are on the ground, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'll kind of get in the way between zeros.
Well, stop it.
Well, I don't want him... fucking hurting him. He's my friend.
My friend.
And
I yell out to everybody, don't let me forget my star knives.
Oh. Zrash, you do need to give me a save on the positive.
Yeah, hold on, I've got the card here. You have an effective...
Well, it's not...
Oh.
It may not be with you.
I think about everything. Any creature can move through your space, but treats it as a difficult terrain.
Yeah, you need to give me another will save.
You can take purely mental actions.
This is what I'd love to do.
I'm probably not going to break it. I'd have to be really lucky.
You may be lucky.
Dice are like 13.
You managed to shake free the feeling of realization. Like, what was I doing?
I can attack now?
But,
yeah, it's your turn.
So I'll be like, oh, look at that cool statue of Zurash. Wait, it's moving.
Whoa, that artist is amazing!
I can't do Smasher again, because I haven't technically ended my rage from before.
That's true, you have been angry for quite a while.
Yeah. I have 8 rounds of it, so I still got like 4 rounds left, 3 rounds left.
Yep.
Oh.
We're at the bottom, or we're at the top of the 5th. Sorry,
I'm
talking
about. Let's see,
17, 23, power. Power attack. Okay. Yeah, that's it. It's not too tough to hit a large entity.
We just want to put the rule in for you, unless you're not power attacking, you don't need to say it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, no, I'll still say it, because I might not.
Yeah, it's like DBC, you gotta announce what you're doing.
That's what we always do.
It's
just,
mine. Yes, my name's in it.
All barbarians in society.
Oh, yeah.
Power attacks. Like,
you feel like you have to. It's just like silly to miss it.
10 points
it?
Of damage.
Okay, 10 points?
None.
Still up, though. Still rocking.
Spear is a reach weapon, right?
Yes.
All right. I should have got an attack while I was shooting last time.
Question real quick. I always forget.
Even next to him?
Yep.
I have
hold on, let me check spear then.
I have a +1 short sword. What does the +1 go into? To hit or to
both.
Damage?
Both.
Oh, both?
It's a hit and a damage. And damage.
Thank you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's a spear?
Yeah. What, well, who's looking that up?
It's just 5 foot.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
It's the...
You know what I think.
Long spear is to reach.
Oh, okay.
When do I go?
When do you go?
After me.
And when it comes to hit, what do you add into that?
Your strength.
You go after
melee.
Effect.
Melee weapon, it's your strength modifier and your base attack bonus.
+1
short
sword?
Yeah.
Base plus damage?
It says plus sword short. What else would it be? I swiped it with you or something. Like... I had something, and I gave it to you, and then you gave me this.
The only weapon I have that had is a masterwork hand axe.
I found a sword, and I was going to keep it, and then you gave me, like, a lesser version of it.
You have a +1 sword?
It says plus... There's a plus in front of it.
We haven't got any
magic items yet. The only thing you got, the closest thing you got was a masterwork cold iron.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it was. I found the cold iron, and I gave it to you, and then you gave me something.
Oh, that's a long sword. Well,
so I, thought
long.
Had, I thought you had the cold iron.
Hold on.
Sword.
Yeah, I gave.
Yeah, and you gave me something else for it.
I gave Jaime it, not your guy.
That's true.
Well, maybe I bought this then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's probably not a +1. Maybe
yeah,
it's a
yeah,
master.
A
maybe
one.
It's a masterwork.
Probably.
Level
1,
because
that's
like
350.
Yeah.
I don't know why I put a plus in front of it. Alright, never mind. It's just a regular short sword.
Okay. Snover, you hear this like when you hear something spinning, you kind of like look, and then you see a little flying guy here spinning a sling.
Uh-huh.
And he launches it at you.
Is that a reflex save?
No, it's just a normal attack.
Just a normal attack.
Who's doing this?
This guy.
My sworn enemy.
Formerly invisible.
Okay,
let's
so
you
know Eric
to make
the shirts too soon.
You want some, huh?
This game's been out for like 4 years.
Guess what? I went
the official third movie?
He got a nice
21 hit Tracy. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing, yeah.
That's stupid.
That's pretty stupid. Huh? Oh, the other guy's got some space. What do you want? Oh, that's no fun. 2 points of damage, and you need to give me a fortitude save.
Fortitude?
Yep.
Seven.
Okay. You feel very, like, terrible, terrible cold come over you.
Okay.
And you have received... you are staggered for one round.
I don't know what that means.
You have a card for that round? Yeah.
He's looking for it.
Okay.
I found it.
It's either minus two to everything.
It's just essentially, yeah. It's
or it's the
for one round, though, right?
It says your reactions are slowed. You may take a single move action or standard action each round.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you can still take swift and immediate actions.
So basically you can't
back
do
off.
Double attacks.
Right.
And so I can either move or I can attack, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's good that right. You're going.
Well,
yeah.
It's all you.
Eat hand of apprentice.
Bitch. Flying bitch. Flying baby bitch.
God damn it.
I jinxed it.
Why have I had such bad rolls today?
The little guy has never had such a good time. He's got him laughing. He's like, oh.
He catches it and the bow likes him better.
Yeah.
He keeps it.
We haven't damaged him at all. Oh yeah, we did when he
yeah.
You guys have heard him, yes.
He's got quite a bit of subdual damage on him.
He does have quite a bit of subdual damage. He has also quite a bit of normal damage on
okay.
him.
Okay.
Probably not as much as he would like though.
And I got at least 20 plus on the giant
Jiro?
So far.
Unless Willem likes to take his 5-foot movement.
And
you can yell at him if you want.
Can I do it and then look in here and then?
No, you can take your 5-foot step back, but
well, he hasn't
can't.
Moved yet, so can he take a normal move action?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I always feel the hand of. Wait, didn't you do mage hand? That was just
no,
yeah.
Hand of apprentice.
Yeah, apprentice. Okay, never mind. Yeah. I mean, regardless, you'd be able to move.
I'm gonna take a brief look back here. You see anything?
You don't see anything. You don't see anything like anything moving or anything. But
well,
you know,
what's in the info?
It wouldn't a perception check be another standard action?
Yeah,
not for like basic stuff. Like,
well, like, you see like niches inside the igloos of like very tiny beds and just like little boxes of supplies like all around,
oh.
Like the floor,
like barracks.
Yeah,
it's
right.
The little people barracks.
And then I move back.
You just like turn around even?
Yeah. Well, I move 1, 2.
Oh, okay.
3, 4, and then I'm back here so that I can smack them. Try to smack them again with my hand in the front.
Okay.
I just want to see what was in there.
Alright, Jiro.
That word means tender in German.
Jiro means tender in German?
Zart. It says Zart on here. Anyway.
So tender.
Well, I should either heal.
Nah.
I am over 10, but as soon as my range goes, I'm going to go below 10. Not counting what he's going to hit me this round.
Yeah,
I
better
do it.
But
he can
knock his ass on the ground.
Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Bigger. How are we doing on time? How's this episode coming along?
We got a bit to go.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
No, go ahead and just do the channel.
Okay.
What time are we shooting for pizza time?
I don't know.
Whenever.
4:30 right now?
It is.
I'm going to exclude the two Fae.
Okay. Makes sense.
Healing for 7 to everyone but William.
Wait, us two?
I'm out of range? God damn it.
Sweet.
Yeah, really?
It's 30 feet burst.
Son of a bitch. I needed that, yeah.
Juris makes a mental note to ask Jira what his god's name is again so we can offer a tribute to him.
It's alright.
So good.
And I try to do an impersonation of Jira and I go, Tesla.
Yep, it is a reincarnation of that guy.
Alright. The large humanoid lifts a spear. Goes to attack Zerash.
guess this is a hit.
Yeah,
21.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
More level, and I can start interfering with that shit.
It's 10 points of damage. Give me a will save again.
This guy sucks.
He gives you 7.
Dick!
It's Trondo? Yeah.
Trondo.
7 and 19, actually.
Alright, you do not feel paralyzed this time. Though you do feel stabbed.
Yeah,
alright.
I'm bleeding all over, Snare. But I'm relishing in it.
Alright, so
he's tasting the pennies.
Should I get attack opportunity against... No, I don't. Never mind. We figured it out.
It's not reach.
Nope. I'll take a... I'll shoot that Fae again.
Geo just likes to heal you. He's okay with anything.
I think this one will hit.
Maybe?
25.
That is a hit. Indeed. Quit fucking around, David. Make this good.
This is
your D8. Your roll's been terrible this round.
That'll be 6 points of damage.
Oh. Right in the chest. Dunk.
I'm guessing you can't subdue with an arrow. I put like a piece of cloth around.
Put it on back.
Yeah.
Go to sleep.
I think there's a Pacific arrow you can buy for that.
Really?
Not sure.
For one?
A blunt tempered arrow.
For
subdual. Yeah, I think so.
It was just that I had gave him 16 points of subdual damage, but whatever.
Maybe you should get a javelin trying to do subdual damage.
Are there arrows that you throw
it
through like wings on that?
Sir, yeah. What would you like to do?
Are there Q-Lat arrow wounds?
That'd be
arrows?
Awesome. I don't think.
Power
I don't know.
Attack.
I have no idea.
No way.
Are there Q-Lat arrow... Wait, sorry.
Q-Lat wound arrows?
Yeah.
You can't assume I'm always using two-handed.
Yeah. Well, you just like the power attack.
Let's see.
20... 22, 21. Oh, I don't know.
Alright, come on, big damage.
Daddy wants to see more blood.
Same as I did last time, so I'll be another 10.
Yeah, he cut him off mid-lap. little blood spews out.
Unfortunately, I have one more round of rage, and I want to get fucking exhausted.
Little blood spews out with what you think is his mouth. Alright.
Well, what I think is his mouth is the cut I just made against his chest.
Starmar, you hear the familiar sounds you heard before? That's probably not a hit.
Let's find out.
Doesn't turn towards me.
Find out next episode. Whoa, 19.
Never
fuck yeah, it just barely hits.
Okay.
Another fortitude save?
Yes.
So what is this thing you're throwing at me? You're throwing a sling? Oh, so he's like shooting something at me.
Yes.
For some reason, I'm thinking like a bolo. I don't know why.
4 points of damage.
I've heard a lot more. 21.
21. Okay. You do not feel staggered. You take it like a man,
okay.
Like a cat.
So this is done. This is just one round, right?
Yep.
Okay.
All right, Willem.
Let's try and apprentice again.
One more pressure off.
Really, please. Come on.
Were you whacking the flying guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
right. Come on.
Movement? Oh, you want to roll again?
there you go.
Yeah.
I'm just checking.
We'll do a splintered off timeline where you can save the day. Jiro, it's your turn. And we'll do that after the break. We come back and Willem's a king.
Jiro, you're not sure.
4 different timelines.
I'll be like that episode of
Did you see last week's episode?
Yeah.
Some of you guys are
awesome.
All dead.
I really
like Willem's a king.
Me
we
too.
Don't know what happened.
Yeah.
You're two.
Yeah.
Girl, tell me your number.
Yeah,
you're only but a two.
So far, right?
Yeah, that was probably my favorite episode in a long time. I really enjoyed that one. I'm really excited for the new D&D episode, too.
Yeah, me too.
I fell asleep during the first one. I'm going to watch it again.
It's the best, what am I looking at? Portrayal of D&D, and I've probably never seen that on a TV show before.
Cast your light.
Yeah.
Big Bang Theory will, make fun
of people.
Would
you like to make an opportunity against Jiro?
Community.
Captured what it's like.
Yeah.
Just making sure you're weird.
When I first saw that, I had never played before.
You just swing your arms out defensively.
Yeah, I feel like you need the help.
Yeah, I'll definitely need it.
Are you healing me again too, or just him?
Just him.
Okay, so I'm back up to full.
Okay, so you were right here, up on him, correct?
Yep.
Within 5 feet.
Get
zero.
Up on him.
You were here?
I'd be with him.
Here?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's touched. That's right.
I have a feeling, like, you guys are going to be kebabbed.
Now, if he if he were to, like, because it's a spear and obviously he's a large creature, he can would be reaching around Zerash to stab you. Is that possible?
Yeah.
Or is that, or would Zerash get attack of opportunity?
Does he have a 10-foot reach, then?
Yeah, he has 10-foot reach. He can attack me.
Okay.
So, yeah, he can.
Yeah.
Well, would I interfere with that? I'm right in.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
I don't believe so. I know if you're using a reach weapon, like a long spear, and attacking through somebody like that, but for natural reach, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, he'll just continue on the barbarian. Then I'll look at it later.
You get 2 attacks on me this round?
Oh, no, it's his turn. Or it's the guy's turn. Jiro just went.
He already attacked me once.
I thought that was his last round.
I haven't attacked again since that happened.
No, because that was the end of last round, and you're at the top of the first round.
I'm at the
he
top.
Goes, no, but I meant he goes last. The last attack that he did was his turn at the end of last round.
Yeah, because he did 10 damage again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if you don't want to get hurt, there's nothing I can do about that.
He's an impartial referee.
I must have zoned out there while I was looking up stuff.
Well, I think you'd be okay this time.
Never know.
I'm going to go ahead and assume a 16 is a high trigger scheme.
That's going to hit because of my rage.
Oh, that's right.
Shit. All
right, well, give me a will save again.
I'm paralyzed.
Okay,
no,
that's 13 points of damage.
No.
I hit an 8. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Do I know what color this damn
but
thing is?
But the troll
yet?
Is like,
oh, it's a troll?
Maybe.
No. If it's a troll, we're already fucked. Cause...
It happened, I swear.
Well, I mean,
what?
I am not going to be alive after this round.
Could have lasted. Could have.
Because after this
really
round, my rage will end and I'll die instantly. Well,
do you say that one curling?
You can get healed, though, right?
Huh?
He can heal you, though.
Jiro!
Well, I'm going to fall unconscious, right?
Help me out!
Wow.
All right, back to the top. Smear.
What race are you?
Barbarian. Or human.
Barbarian.
Do I know you're about ready to pass out?
Badass. Okay. He's not looking so hot. I'll let you... Well, no, you're pretty far away. You know that battle's been going on up there for a while, so nothing seems like it's going that great.
Okay, so I...
What?
I'll take a shot.
Hour? Are you kidding
I'll
me?
Take a shot at the Fae again.
That is.
And that'll be a 7, 8, 19 all together.
That's a hit.
Okay, hold on. Let me erase my arrow.
Good
bookkeeper.
Were you the only one that had the Bane arrows?
I only had...
Because you picked one up eventually after climbing the bottom of the tree, right? Or did you ever even grab it?
I grabbed it, but I think I had it.
Yeah,
because
I had two of them.
I had two.
Okay.
I stabbed somebody with one, and then this was the...
My hand of apprentice gives me a better bonus than my...
It'll be 7 points of damage.
Okay.
Please die, I ask nicely.
He turns to you and he's like, okay.
Manners?
No, I know, I can totally don't do that. He's like,
okay.
I go, all right, now to help our friends, and I turned around and I see Zerash, like, holy shit.
Zerash, your last dish effort, what's it going to be? Before you pass out.
After, well, it won't be until the end of the round, but...
Yeah, that doesn't sound...
Microbe!
I know Jiro's behind me. Oh, Jiro, this is going to be my last win.
Phrasma, not yet!
After this, don't let the cat do anything. No.
If I die, it's the cat's fault.
Kill the cat.
Please put a good word in me with your god for me.
Come on, man.
Power attack.
Make it good. Are you two-handed, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, are you raging?
What? You're not still angry, are you?
That's not me.
Damn it.
Oh, no.
Okay. So, maybe tired.
Footstep,
whatever.
Anything.
Just, he misses.
Yeah, can
the
he move?
Like,
back.
Can he move?
He can do his 5-foot step.
Well, I mean, he can, could he move, but just risk an attack of opportunity?
Yeah. If I do
that, if he does that, he'll attack. Yeah,
okay. Sounds like you guys are fucked.
Yeah. this monstrous humanoid is like trying to laugh, but it's like covering a spots where blood are flowing out of it. Like, anyway, alright. Well, he's out of the initiative. Willem?
Fuck. I look around.
I mean, if Gerald cures me next round, I'll still be up.
Still, you see a shitload of blood,
dude,
probably, steaming off the snow.
I guess running would maybe be what I need to do.
Only a spell he can cast that would wake him up.
Only a teleport.
Wait,
you only had teleport. You go back to
no,
your
I
monkey.
Have
a
rave of people,
go back
but
to your
it's
monkey,
far
go
away.
Hang on with your parents.
Chim-chim.
Chim-chim. Say hi to your friends in your class. Maybe
oh, wait,
get some fighter experience.
Raven.
These guys like your sensei. Call him.
I'm less ragey than he is, but...
I'm not okay with death. He's
give
Willem
my cloak.
I'll save you. I'll try to punch
you.
Oh,
your Yeti cloak. Did you
ring
Yeti?
Little red.
If you die, I'll relay the word.
So sad.
Ravenfield meant I have to be close. I'm way outside of range for that. 25 feet. I have to be by 30
feet range. Plus 5 feet for 2 levels. So.
Well, he's only level.
Right?
Yeah, so I guess.
Level one, so.
Yeah, puts things out.
Yeah, he's only a level one wizard.
So this film, this film plan coming back with that Facebook post, or was that just like?
No, in the picture he posted it.
Said he hopes to join back soon.
One.
I think he's trying to impress that girl.
Hey, do you know I was in a podcast of Pathfinder?
That's like
5 or 6.
But I'm so
not
busy.
Not the car. No, I was just curious. I mean,
so, let's a number two run.
Well,
number two run?
Well, you can run. It's double, but you can't do anything else.
Yeah,
double.
Yeah. Double.
I thought there was a four.
There's double. There's double move, and then there's run.
You can hustle.
There's run where you can move. It's 3 to 4 times your speed based on your equipment and how much you're carrying.
Oh, well, I'm going to run to... This is the edge of my normal speed.
Okay.
And still doing something. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can't get anything off.
Okay.
So I need to get closer regardless.
So I just do a double move. Because run, you have to do a straight line. So I mean,
oh, okay.
You'd literally be like...
Okay.
Can I run into the woods?
2, this is 6.
Things are really starting to get intense.
6, 7... 8.
That's good comp.
9, right there. Right there. There's where I'm going to be. I'm within five squares. I can do a real one.
You
can
do a touristy music.
What can you
do? Oh, that's it.
That's right. You're the front three, far away.
This is...
All right,
I don't know what this is from.
Life is hanging on a thread.
Are you going to be like... Are you going to let him be like Boromir and...
Take some arrows and keep going? He's already taken several stabs and kept going.
And he's risking his life. He's right next to this thing that could probably kill him in one hit.
Yep. I didn't even do that. I'm like, I will.
Five foot
step.
Back out.
Five foot step, then full movement. I'm at
it. No, that would be a draw, actually.
Burst. This is the toughest guy I know. He's dying.
Four.
What are you doing now?
8. Bursting, excluding the big guy.
Okay.
Am I in range of that?
I think we all are now.
30.
8.
Yep.
Sweet.
How much was it? 8.
The massive hulking figure sees the blood sort of disappear. You guys feel like, oh,
yeah.
He's just not happy about it.
Unless he misses this round.
Alright. Once again, going after the same thing in front of his face. Alright, and this is one. And he's just like eyes wide. Alright. Back up to here.
Alright. I probably can't hit him from here, can I?
Do you have your bow off though?
Oh, yeah. Because yeah, that's what I was
thinking. Oh, yeah, he's water.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, he's way away. And you better not miss.
I rolled a 1.
Oh boy.
I like to see this happen, but don't miss.
Is it only 95?
Yeah. Are you doing Sart stuff? Is that what we're doing?
Not like instant death, but you probably would have wished.
It would have been instant death.
Yeah. No, you just, you try to fire, and you're just like, the bow like string and like catches you in the wrist. You're like, you don't really shoot.
I accidentally grabbed my hammer.
Yeah,
tried to shoot.
And you kind of look around and hope no one saw it. The dead little fate behind you goes,
shut up! I'm trying to look cool.
All right, Zeresh.
Is he a paralyzed?
Nope. He missed, and then you made your roll save last time.
What movie?
I just typed in dramatic fight music.
I
don't know.
It's
a weird synth that is something.
I'm feeling pretty.
I go down. Four hit.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
I'm feeling pretty.
Yeah.
Are we doing it on time?
I've heard that before.
I'm going to be for 16 rounds. I'm going to be.
Okay. Good for whenever.
Minus two. Almost, pretty much almost everything.
Well, I'm still going to try attacking.
Like foreign language skills.
I'm like, I kind of spit at his feet a bunch of blood.
I'm not mad anymore.
If you don't think I'm not silly, you would be right.
If I'm going back to the mud, I'm taking your ugly face with me, you stupid fucker.
He goes, I don't understand Thomas.
He spits also, and it's much larger. Much larger than Lugie. Full of blood.
Yeah!
Alright.
I'm almost convinced that everything's a Twilight. Okay.
They are hard to read.
I see black and red.
I'll see.
Face kind of slumps against Zeresh, right? Like, almost his chest.
Oh, he's doing that. I grab his head up and I go, fuck you! And I fucking headbutt him and throw him down.
And he falls, his lifeless body falls backwards.
And then I lay on top of him with my sword and I'm sitting on top of it like this. Fuck this guy.
And was he play an ad beforehand, is it?
It is.
Come on, Comptroller, what's your problem?
I'm sorry.
Gotta prepare that shit. Pre-par. So.
Only 12 more seconds, we'll have our victory.
Right.
So when a monster gets below its hit points, it's still
knocked out. I don't think it was enough time.
It's still knocked out, right? Like, it's not really dead?
No, I'll put my sword in.
I agree. The coup de grace.
Well, I mean, nothing. It's unconscious. Nothing's coming wrong to save him.
Yeah.
And he's certainly below. He's certainly in the negatives. So he essentially just died now.
This is shitty victory music.
What Final Fantasy is this? The
shittiest? This is not one. At least, it could be a really good one. It's been a while. I can tell you something else.
Every victory is a sad loss. Or is almost a loss.
This is all of it.
Yeah, they have all of them. You can select them. Let me know.
Six?
Maybe six.
Any other requests?
The school gave it to you. The school gave it to you.
That was three. Two is one
that
you
got. All right!
Yeah, that was a good game.
Once again, our champions are victorious.
Yay!
What was that thing?
Andrew's classic.
And I pick up my star knives.
Do you want to do a check now?
We'll wait till next episode.
Is that the end?
Yeah.
All right, I feel like it was a pretty good end.
That was a whole episode
dropped
of combat.
A badass,
we haven't had one of those in a while. Yeah.
And, all right, guys.
Andrew's scared.
I have a question.
I'm going to go shower all the blood off.
Did I get enough XP to level up?
Not until the end of the episode.
God damn it.
Maybe now. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Yeah,
bye!
End of the something. Yeah, you do live to get another level.
Yay!
Someday.
Pizza!
Hey, thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. For more information, please visit our website at adventuresinpathfinding.blogspot.com. You can leave comments, tell us how cool we are, and keep up to date with new episodes. Thanks.